Welcome, everyone. This is Suzanne Monroe, founder and CEO of the International Association of Wellness Professionals, and welcome to another one of your guest teacher training calls for the IAWP Wellness Coach Certification Program. So glad you're joining us today, and your guest teacher trainings like this one are just really a fabulous way for you to supplement all of your online coursework and your reading and continue to learn more from our experts. And I'm just so glad you're listening and participating to this call, because today we're talking with Mary McCarthy on the topic of writing your way to wellness. Mary is the founder of createrightnow.com, home of Journaling for the Health of It. She guides writers, and we are all writers, in starting and keeping a daily inner healing journal practice that helps them cure their diseases and heal their life. She recently published the e-journal and spiral-bound versions of 53 weekly writing retreats, How to Use Your Journal to Get Healthy Now, and Mary's Most Musical Journaling Tips. She'll be publishing the ebook and workbook, Peace of Mind and Body, 27 Days of Journaling to Health and Happiness in October. Born, raised, and schooled in Pittsburgh, she majored in journalism and psychology at Duquesne University. A perpetual student, she is a certified journal writing therapist. She has 20 years plus experience in management consulting with a major consulting firm, as well as running her own firm. Her focus was conducting management training and organizational behavior programs to help companies achieve bottom-line profitability. Create Right Now has a fun Facebook fan page and is on Twitter at Create Right Now. A singer-songwriter, Mary is currently working on her third album, a smooth jazz rendition of her favorite Broadway melodies. She is passionate about goals and successful in accomplishing them, like owning the beachfront home she lives in south of Boston, where she enjoys raising roses and her consciousness. I am just so excited that Mary is here with us today on this really important topic. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Suzanne. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, welcome to the call, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I always love to kind of connect with our teachers and our trainers and really ask them, you know, how they actually got started in the field that they're in, because your topic is so important, and I'm curious about how you got to where you are today.
It came, let's say, probably around this time of year, February, about 12 years ago. I experienced multiple sclerosis and MS exacerbation, where I lost feeling on the right side of my body. And being a right-handed person, it was just like, I just really wasn't getting any function out of my right hand. So I decided to teach myself how to write left-handed, and I needed, you know, some type of a framework or structure. And a friend introduced me to Julia Cameron's Morning Pages. And what you do is first thing in the morning, you sit down and you just write, you know, free writing, stream of consciousness writing, 3 pages. And so I thought, oh, that sounds like a very good, structured, organized way to do that. Well, as the further I got into it, and I was doing it for, you know, weeks and months, I was starting to remember things about my childhood, and I just really start to discover the therapeutic benefits of one self-discovery and personal growth. And So I thought, this is really good. And literally one day the phrase journaling for the health of it just showed up in my journal. And I thought, you know, I think this would be a really good idea for a company. I think the rest of the world needs to know about this. So
wow.
That's how I got started.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you found that it was very healing for you as well, given your condition.
Oh, definitely, and I really, it got me into really understanding how we were all connected. It's, because historically we were trained and brought up in, you know, in school and society that, you know, we're very focused on the left brain and, you know, structure and things like that. But but the writing helped me get into more parts of me and really understand, you know, my emotions, my mental processes, you know, the physical aspect, the spiritual aspect of who we are, and just, you know, all the things that are inside of us is just totally amazing. And, it, you know, the more I write, the more I find out about myself, and that's really, really cool.
Well, that is cool. And it sounds like, you know, I mean, we're living on such an external, you know, level and doing so many things outside of ourselves, yet there's this whole inner world is what I hear you saying. And so there's this idea of, like, therapeutic healing that can come from writing. Give us a little bit of background on that exactly and what that really means.
Well, I guess if you take a look at the movement, there's a gentleman at the University of Texas. His name is James Pennebaker, and he was doing some experiments, I guess you call it, of people in dealing with, you know, their physical illnesses and things like that, and had them write for a period of 4 or 5 days. And in this whole group of experiments, he found over a period of time that basically people had less trips to, you know, the doctor, the infirmary, and things like that. So he was the one who, I guess, really spearheaded this whole area. And then there was another woman in Colorado. Her name is Kay Adams, who's a psychologist who, again, got into to the journaling and really has a whole company around that called Journal Therapy. So there have been, you know, pieces here and there of people realizing that, but I just think that the timing is really good. I think we're now at a point in our life cycle that we're looking at, you know, spiritual aspects. We're taking a look at, you know, all the different elements of our things, and it just seems like it's really a great opportunity. It's like a meeting of the mind with writing and psychology. So it's just, you know, because people and writers have all had, and people of all shapes and sizes have always kept journals and things like that. But I think with the advent of, you know, of some more open-minded psychologists like Jung, and I think they're realizing there's so much into us, in us, and realizing that writing is an opportunity to really get into, you know, our fictions, our stories, all the aspects of who we really are.
And, you know, it's interesting because you said, you know, we're all connected, and it's through this writing process that you're describing that you realize that everything that you do is connected, and it's all connected back to your health as well. I think a lot of people would initially hear about journaling and think, well, this has nothing to do with my health and well-being, but you have discovered that it most certainly does, and in fact, we're guided to share journaling for the health of it. So tell us more, what exactly is journaling for the health of it, and what does that mean for people?
Basically, it's getting into a routine of daily journaling, and it takes on all shapes and sizes. Sometimes you're just going to sit there and just dump, because one of the things that I've discovered in the process is that for some of the reasons you had talked about earlier, as children and coming up through society, we're so much focused on the outside and get a life, get a job, all that type of thing. But with writing, we're able to take time for ourselves and get just into ourselves and really find out more about who it is that we are, what we want, and things like that, and without all the external emphasis. I guess the way I describe it is by doing the daily journaling, and it's very important to have a routine. And that's, you know, just like the old saying of, you know, how do we get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And that's what, and it's by doing it daily, you continue to give messages to our inner critics and all the other negative messages that we've absorbed over the years. It's just a really good routine to get into, and you are then able to get into the more positives, if you will, the real person that we are. I think to back up a little bit, what happened is, as children, we were just we have everything that we need to be successful and live a very successful life, but I think that as coming up through school and the reinforcement of society, and that everything is just so thing focused, left brain focused, but by doing the daily writing, you find out things about yourself that, and just even basic thoughts that you had about yourself, it's just like, wow, that's really crazy. Where did that come from? So it really gives you the opportunity. Really, what it is therapy, and you're really doing your own therapy of really self-discovery and where did this come from and why do I think that way or all that. So it's really a very good avenue that to get into, you know, who you are and really who the real you is that came into this life at, you know, X number of years ago, and it's not the person that we think we've been thinking. I think that's the whole issue, is that we've been really thinking, and it's like, oh, I have a pain or I have a recurring problem with, oh, I have to get a pill, get a, you know, drug, go see the doctor. And I think it is really by doing the writing continually and getting into that whole process, you're accessing parts of yourself that perhaps you never knew existed. And I find too with the process when I have physical or even emotional or work or any type of life challenges, it is a way to really work through the issue and help me figure out, okay, how can I deal with this? So it has all kinds of reasons. So when you talk about someone's health and wellness, it helps us with all aspects, not only the physical part, but the mental part, the spiritual part, and all the aspects of ourselves that have all kinds of potential.
Well, it's interesting that you share that, because what you're saying is the whole idea of overall holistic health is that journaling, a daily journal writing practice, can help achieve that mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual wellness. And are you saying it's just from the process of kind of getting out of your thoughts and going into the inner world? Or how exactly does that happen? What's the process for allowing that to go deeper?
It's basically it's sort of like it's interesting. I say it's really taking the risk of getting past, the fear, the overwhelm, the stress, and things like that, and just taking a risk, and even just doing things like free writing, and just letting it all hang out. Even just that whole aspect is just so ingrained that, oh no, we're supposed to, suck it in and suffer and suffer and suffer. So I think to answer your question, it's really as I say on my website, daily journaling for the health of it is the riskiest and most rewarding thing you'll ever do for yourself. And I think that's the key, is that we're doing this for ourselves. And again, that's another new thing, because we've just been so experienced in caring for others, saving the world, all again external things. So this whole thing about going inside is just very scary and very threatening, because we basically have been, living in fear, or just basically into where we've basically been behaving and thinking and feeling the way we did as children. We just happened to, chronologically and physically grow up, but our mental and emotional and spiritual parts of us didn't come along. I mean, they're still here, but now we need to pay attention and address realize that we have so many other aspects of ourselves to deal with. And again, to answer your question, it's just really getting past the fear, because when you start or even for a long time, it's just the idea of, I'm not a writer. There's just, we're so programmed for being so down on ourselves, for self-sabotaging ourselves and things like that. It's just really, but it is the daily journaling for the health of it is basically behavior change big time.
Well, that's interesting. You said the fear that people experience, but there's probably, I mean, I'm assuming some people think, well, I'm just not a good writer. Why would I go this route? But you're saying this really has nothing to do with writing skills. I mean, anyone can do this, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because there are no rules. As I tell my clients, there is only one right way to journal, and that's your way. So it's so how you do it, and you know, because we think we're again used to, oh well, give me the procedure, tell me what to do, da da da, and I think again that's old childhood stuff with spelling, grammar, dangling participle, and all that kind of stuff. But it's just the fact that there are no rules. You make up your own rules. Whatever works for you, that's something completely different. Like I said, and it is very, very scary because we've never, and then you get the whole thing about, how selfish I am spending, time every day on myself, and all that time. It's challenging to get started. And that's the whole thing. And since we're so used to living in our head and thinking, I call it overthinking, and worrying and all that type of thing. It's just a brand new experience that you just gotta jump in and take the risk.
Well, it's like anything. There's all those unknowns and those fears, and you don't know the successes or results or benefits that can come always from doing something, but you've got to take that risk, like you're saying. And I'm excited for you to share with us how people can actually kind of get started on having a daily journal writing practice if it's something they've never done before. Can you share with us a little more about that?
Oh, certainly. Some people, more and more I'm getting into with people, because journaling for the health of it is pen to page, because I think the real bang for the buck is in the pen to paper thing. Again, unfortunately, I can't scientifically explain why this happens, but I just from my own experience and the results of my my clients, to seeing the benefits and the changes, I just know that's the bottom line. But just getting started, some people might be more comfortable just starting with the computer. They might, that might be something that would work for them. And just, getting into the comfortable of doing the writing and starting your internal work. And beyond that, as far as I think a lot of people focus in, about, I have to get the right journal, I have to, have all the right things. Well, again, it gets back to, what do you want, which is a very challenging question to ask because a lot of people have never really thought about that. But my suggestion is to find something that you have around the house or go to your basic, your drugstore or, then just get your – I use Staples one subject notebook, which is just a – it's really nice because it's spiral bound. So the days that I just get really aggravated, some days I just literally dump, and I just like the physical experience of ripping it out and tearing it to shreds and throwing it away. But it's also very popular with a lot of people. Just like the Mead composition books that we use as kids, just something that's non-threatening. I think people get into, having to have the best top-of-the-line journal and the multi, that will come in time. My suggestion is just to get comfortable with that and just don't put a lot of additional pressure on yourself. And, it's not that expensive to get your, and I found recently as far as a pen, I'm using a Bic Ultimate, which is just a very comfortable pen to have in my thing. And also then, too, as far as when to do it, it depends on you. Some people are morning people. If you're a morning person, my suggestion is to do it, you know, first thing in the morning. And if you're a night person, do it right before you go to bed. Or some people like to be out with people, so, you know, go to Starbucks or whatever and do it there. So I think we focused on the mechanics, and it's, again, basically giving you an opportunity to get into, what do you feel like doing? And so and that's a whole new experience, too, because we've never been there.
Well, I have to comment, you mentioned just getting a regular old Bic pen, which I'm sure does work, but I have to say I was on your website and I saw you have this great little store and you have something I've never seen before, which is a scented pen, aromatherapy and journal therapy working together with the beautiful aroma of lavender. I really love that, and I'm sure, you know, some people just love to have those little things that, like, really encourage them one step further to start writing.
Yeah, I said, you know, it's totally up to you, and it's so and it's interesting because there is such a, when you have that, it's like, you know, lighting a scented candle, but when you have it there with your pen every day, that's really a really great enticement to get to the page, just to have that, you know, that relaxing, exciting smell of the fresh lavender is just really cool.
Yeah, the environment piece, I'm sure, helps some people. Are there other things you have to do to kind of prepare your environment, in a sense, for journal writing? I mean, do you just delve in, or do you have to make sure everybody's out of the house, or what do you kind of recommend for creating the space?
I think you brought up a very good point, Suzanne. I think that that it is important to create a space for yourself when you're, you know, living with other people and schedules and things like that. So I just think that that's a real challenge, is to figure out what will work for, you know, for you. And it's just it's interesting, one of my clients recently just switched jobs and things were very hectic for her and a lot of stuff going on at home. So what she does is she goes into work half an hour earlier, and before everybody gets there, and it's nice and quiet, and then she goes in and she does her journaling there. So it's just, I think that, again, it's just the question of, what do you feel like doing? What will work for you? And again, that, even just asking that question can be very scary, because it's like, oh, it's so selfish talking about yourself. But I think, too, I think, you know, people find, and also another interesting way to approach this is, I love asking my journal, questions. So the thing is, one of the things you might want to do is, when you get your journal and pen and things you feel comfortable with, is just sit down and ask a question to the journal. You know, how do I make this work? How do I find a space or whatever? And then you'll come up with, you know, maybe not right there, but you dump the stuff and get it out there. And then as you're going through your day, or, you know, in the shower is a good one too, you'll come up, oh, okay, that's how I can do this. Or, you know, or maybe the question is, how do I make this work? Or, so like I said, I think that the journal is really good for questions of all shapes and sizes. And it really, you know, it's like your friend, your own personal consultant to help you coach, even, you know, to really help you figure out, okay, well, what's the problem? What's going on? And, you know, and really open up new avenues of answers that you never even thought, oh, yeah, of course. Why didn't I think of that? So
it's almost like getting on the fast track to solving life's dilemmas, the way you describe it. I think what you were saying is that so many people have issues and problems, but they just kind of keep going on with their daily life, keep pushing through. They never really are able to stop and take a closer look at them, and this allows them, in a sense, to kind of do that.
Yes, I think that it's really good, because, you know, that's the biggest thing. Oh, that sounds really good. Oh, I'd really like to, but I don't have time, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. Like I said, but this is a real opportunity for you to just to really, it really helps you with your life. And I think that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, have this, again, perception of journaling of, you know, somebody like, you know, Stephen King or Louisa May Alcott or, you know, these great writers or whatever, the, you know, how could I be doing that? But I think that's what I have found in the more I do my journaling and with my company is that I can't think of anything that you can't do with your journal as far as, you know, as far as helping you with your, you know, your internal exploration. But like I said, I'm really big on, you know, asking questions or just, you know, having a conversation with your journal about, you know, and things that you would, you know, be processing perhaps inside. But again, like you say, we're just so used to just really doing the same things over and over. And I think what the journal does is help you expand your horizons as to what some answers are or what the problem really is or what the situation. So I think, you know, you're right. I think we're just so used to, you know, doing everything pretty much by rote, you know, go to sleep, get up in the morning, go to work, all that type of thing. But I think just if, again, take the risk and just carve out 10 minutes and just say, okay, every day, 10 minutes, I'm just going to write in the journal. And then I project you'll get helped.
Well, I like that. And I love how you shared earlier about your one client who found that, you know, given her schedule, the only way to fit this in was to go to work a little bit earlier. So obviously creating that space, if you don't do that, that can be an obstacle, the time factor. I mean, are there any other obstacles that people need to kind of be aware of before they start and keep a daily journal writing practice, other things that might come up for them?
Let's see. I think time is very, you know, a big challenge. I guess also too, once they get into the journal writing, they can be very, you know, very get scared. Like, oh wow, or you know, when once you really figure out what you really feel about, you know, some things or situation or whatever, it may not be, you know, what you know your mother or your society told you that you should be thinking, but it's like, how do we deal? Another thing that people find early on in the process is they get scared with how much negativity. You know, I feel like I'm not making any progress because everything is just so so negative, so down, and all that type of thing. And I think that people just have to just be nice to themselves. Again, that's a new experience, is to be kind with yourself and just say, and appreciate that our body keeps with our, I guess it's our subconscious. I mean, we have stored every moment, every feeling, every thought, and all that kind of stuff. And we just have to appreciate that there's just a lot of stuff and a lot of criticality, self-sabotaging, you know, negative things. But in time, that's what it's there for. It's to dump all the, you know, the thoughts, the whatever, because no one's going to see it. You're not going to get graded on it. It's just, it's for you. And it's just like, and as I said earlier, I mean, you can always get to the point that after you've written it, it's like, if you don't, or even if you choose to read it or whatever, if you don't like it, you can rip it up, you can burn it, you can throw it in the trash. So it's, you know, you have all kinds of options there. So.
Well, I really like, because you've shared, you know, how journaling can be used really for any wellness issue, anything from stress to money to relationships to goals. It really can be used for anything. And what you're saying is if people find that negativity coming out on the page, it's not a negative thing. They're actually, like you have been calling it, dumping it. They're actually, in a sense, clearing it. I mean, if they're not writing it out, it's still inside. So in a sense, now it's on the paper. It's kind of outside of them. I mean, is that the actual healing journey right there?
Absolutely, Suzanne. That's, you know, because it's there, and it's like, and you look at it and you read it, and it's like, oh, that's what that is, or that, and then like I say, but you're right, because you will feel mental and all kinds of physical relief, and I mean, that's speaking from myself, I don't get headaches anymore. When I first started the process of, the morning page and doing the daily writing and started to realize that it was, it was way beyond just, teaching myself how to write left-handed. It's just like, oh, so I just really would get physically really challenged, or my stomach would be really in knots and things like, oh, I don't know if I want to write today and all that type of thing. But, again, just staying with it, I find that now I mean, this is a lot of years later, but over time, I am relaxed. My stomach is not in knots. I don't get headaches. I just find that, just from a physical point of view, I'm just so much better having done the journaling. It's just like my body is saying, thank you.
Well, I love that you shared that. I think, again, I just want to point out to our students something you just said, which is you saw relief from headaches, from digestion issues, and we've been talking about how it's helpful for stress. And so right there are just three key, and there's other areas, but three key areas that students might run across when working with clients. And while this may not be the only solution to that person's problem, this can be a great adjunct complementary therapy that they can begin to work on. And have you seen also with people who have health problems that while you might, for example, you see an alleviation of symptoms, but you might also see that they then, through the writing process, actually get insight into maybe what is causing their health problem or where it came from or what they need to do next? Have you seen that happen?
Oh, definitely. And I think, and I guess I can speak of my own experience. I just, with all my writing and, it has enabled me to understand the MS, and it's like MS or whatever physical challenge, named or unnamed, thank goodness, the medical profession, is able to, that really helps us when you can put a name on things rather than like with, my experience of, banging the walls for 4 or 5 months, but it's that's really helpful to have the diagnosis. But then I think that's like the starting point. And I just really realized how I'm using different words now, how I participated in the creation of my disease. And I think that's a really big learning through the journaling, is really how we are responsible and we are, again, not all kinds of things. So genetics is a factor, and there are all kinds of outside influences. Basically, there are a lot of things that we are we can do for ourselves. And I think that, and with again, we get into the whole understanding of we're so focused on we have a a pain. Let's get a drug, or let's go see get a surgery, or get 10 million tests or whatever. But I find too, with the journaling and the dialoguing with different aspects of your body and things like that, you really get to see beyond what's really going on mentally and emotionally and spiritually inside of us. So it just has really helped. Like I said, I find in very many ways that my symptoms are definitely, I know that I'm as far as function and on the right side of my body, that has come along very well. So I think there's definitely, I think the biggest thing is we understand the power that we have to heal ourselves. And that we are, we can participate in our healing, as opposed to having to look outside. And certainly we need resources to help us in the process, but I think the really key things from a health and wellness point of view is just to really understand this, how our thoughts, our emotions, thinking patterns, how that really affects what manifests itself as physical symptoms or disease.
Well, thank you for sharing that specifically, because I think for our wellness coach students in training who are listening to this call, for them to think about, you know, not only for themselves in journal writing, but as a way to really support their clients with this type of tool, and knowing that that self-awareness that someone can gain from this can just be a huge part of the healing process, as you're describing. So do you have any recommendations for students kind of encouraging their clients to get started, or things that you found that encourage people to kind of go to the first step in writing?
I have found what has worked is giving people a journal and pen. I'm just from my experience, mm-hmm. I have several people that I've met, or you know, we've talked about it, and I sense the resistance, the fear, or whatever. So I just figure I've given them just, as I said earlier, just your basic composition or your spiral bound journal and pen. So that's one way of helping. Helping the process, and then I just I think too, just bringing that up for discussion, because a lot of people who have been with who are working with life coaches, they really encourage that, and I think again it's just really spending time with your client and just really trying to get a sense of where they are, what's the resistance, what's really going on, and just having a good in-depth conversation. And oftentimes it comes out that they'll admit that I really hated my fifth grade English teacher or whatever. So I think that's the important first step, is to just really talk with the client and just see if you can get a sense of where they are with the process when you offer that type of did you ever consider journaling or the process, and then I guess I said to just talk with them and have a conversation with them about the whole process of of journaling and to see what their real objections are, if they're saying I don't have time or all that type of thing, and just really asking more questions and just listening to what they're really saying, and maybe help point them in the direction of journaling. Because I find with people it's a real challenging process, because I just think the fear, for whatever reason, and we all have different reasons. We're still carrying around the thought, I don't want people to read it, I was never really good at English, or I don't like to write, or things like that. So I guess the long story short is to really bring that up to a client at a time and just see what their reactions are, and then just continue to work in the discussion process with people. So.
Well, that's perfect, and it totally makes sense. It sounds like, some of the obstacles are just, getting started, and I think when you give someone the journal and the pen, as you mentioned, it's almost like that excuse right there is gone. At least they have the opportunity to try it. And, in fact, again, I was peeking on your website earlier, and I saw the Inner Healing Journal, and I love that, because what you're sharing with people there, and they can find that on the shop page of your website, is that these journaling ideas where you give prompts, where these questions that you were talking about and different exercises to get people started, which could be a great tool for our students to share with their clients, because I know what you said earlier is that it's really important to sort of have some of these prompts or start asking questions. I mean, this is different than keeping a log of here's what I did today, like a diary or a travel log, right? I mean, you want to ask those questions.
Right. And I think that's the real challenge. I mean, because it is, that's why we don't even talk about diary, or that it is a journal, but it's and I say it's journaling for the health of it, and just that's the whole process of interesting. What's that? And like I said, and getting people to understand that this is about this is a tool. this is, you know, it's like hiring your own high-paid consultant for free. It's something that you can work with. It helps you with your inner work. So I think that's, you know, that's again just presenting that to people, because I think people have, oh, you know, I'm not a writer, or people have just all kinds of old thoughts of things that, you know, it's just like that aren't real. You know, that just, mm-hmm. you know, the things we just, you know, we heard or ingested as a child, and basically we've been carrying around those types of thoughts and emotions, and it's like, well, wait a minute, this gives you an opportunity to really examine everything. So.
Well, that's interesting you said, because I know you said there's a difference between kind of traditional talk therapy and journal writing self-therapy, but you're saying the results can oftentimes be the same, and it's not to put down or exclude traditional talk therapy if people need that, but this sounds like this is a way to kind of get at some of those inner issues right away without delay yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's really challenging because it's, you know, it's right there. It's right in us. It's right. It's very. It's like when something is too obvious or too available or whatever. It's like, oh, that can't be worth anything. You have to have, you know, a lot of pain, agony, pay a lot of money, whatever. So again, it's just it's a whole new experience of taking a look at, well, the answer may very well be right in front of your face. So.
Well, I love that. It can be right in front of you, but you don't feel it, you don't sense it until you go to that inner world. So you've shared so many tips for people to get started, and I really appreciate everything that you've shared about journaling and the importance of it as it relates to health and wellness and how people can get started. Is there anything else that I missed to ask you about, or anything else that you want to share that you think would be supportive for people, or do we cover it all?
Well, I think we covered everything, and I really just like to emphasize again that journaling is for everything. I mean, people, again, think that it's, you know, well, it is certainly for stress reduction, and it helps you feel better, and it helps you, you know, get rid of, you know, the negativity and things like that. But basically it is, I categorize it as the ultimate self-help tool. Anything that deals with challenges in life, it can help you with. And I think that when we talk about wellness and health, we mean it, you know, on a holistic basis. It's not, it's more than just, you know, what's the old saying, it's more than just the absence of disease. So I like to have people just take a, you know, look outside their box and just think in terms of health and wellness as a, you know, all of you. So I think that's important, just to get the holistic benefits of journaling and everything that journaling can help you do.
Mm. Well, so many people just look at the external or physical factors, and I really love the approach that you take with this, is that it helps you to look at so many different aspects of yourself and see how they're all connected. So the information you've just shared has been so valuable, Mary, and I just want to thank you for being here with us. I want to share your website with everyone again where they can learn more. It's www.createwrite, as in W-R-I-T-E, now.com. That's createwritenow.com. And pop over there, and I know, Mary, you've got some great things over there besides some of the ebooks and things that I was mentioning on the call and the different things that you have, but people can pop on your site and watch a video of you and learn more, get a little more personal experience with you. They can also get your newsletter and qualify to win an ebook. And I know also you will be inside our virtual teacher forum for a time period where students can connect with you and learn more about journaling and the therapeutic process of journaling. So thank you again for being here with us today, and I really appreciate your time and your experience that you've shared with all of us. Thank you, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much, Suzanne. It was great talking with you.
Great talking with you as well. Take care, everyone.